you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Before we start today's show, I want to tell you guys about the Permessant Delay Spray that's been used by over 1 million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Maybe you guys don't know this, but the average woman takes over 18 minutes to climax and the average man takes just about 5 minutes. So that gap right there is really a big problem in the bedroom. You want to pleasure your woman. You want to make sure that you can get her off too. And that's why you got to use the Permessant Delay Spray. There are no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscription required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I'm telling you right now, I've used this before. I use it when if I'm gonna have sex with my chick, if I hadn't seen her in a couple days, I'm gonna just right away, I'm gonna fucking pop all over the place. Look at all the girls in the booth. They're getting so turned on just thinking about this. That's why I just spray a little Permessant on. It numbs it off. I get to go much longer, have much better sex. Everybody's happier. She's happier. I'm happier. It's a better way to do it. So right now, go to Permessant.com. That's Permessent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once again, that's Permessant.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my little fake real ass dude? Ultimate Minority. Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico in the motherfucking house. It's a Monday morning. What's up, kid?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Feeling pretty good. Just making sure everything's running fucking smooth here. Let's see. Oh, we are good. We're good. All right. Everyone's happy. Everyone's cool.
You were on the verge of a meltdown, but you got your shit together.
I'm melting down, dude.
And you're doing good.
Why would I fucking melt
down? I'm proud
down,
of you.
Dude? Everything's fucking great. I've never been fucking happier.
You could have taken a leap just now to Crazy Town, but you didn't.
Like the band Crazy Town?
Yeah, come my lady. Come my lady. You are come, my butterfly come my lady. Sugar, baby.
That's a great tune. That's a great tune. We don't talk about that tune enough, I gotta be honest with you.
We listened to it in the car, and halfway through it, we were like, yeah, this is a long song.
No, it rules. I mean, look, it's very repetitive. There's not much to it. But that's all you need. That's all you need, a little bit of fucking crazy.
Did they have a second single?
I don't think so. Can you name another Crazy Town song? Anybody?
No. Because I feel like that album cover was anyone that was supposed to be a character that listened to music in the late 90s, early 2000s had that album on their wall.
That was a massive hit, but also I have never listened to another song of theirs. I guarantee they had at least one song about like age of consent. People like the second song you listen to, you're like, ah, oh, never mind.
Well, that's where they got their band name. They were like, age of consent 17. What is this, Crazy Town?
Yeah, Butterfly is the eighth grade fingering anthem. Like nobody could ever outdo it.
Can we see the video? I don't play the song.
Girl in pigtails eating a lollipop, wasn't it?
Unfortunately.
let's
talk about hiding in plain sight, Crazy Town.
Play the video, but don't play the song because I don't want to get this thing flagged for Crazy Town.
This song's called Don't Tell Your Dad.
Hold on, here's the album cover, and then I'll play the video.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. 18,
she's got tattoos.
That should be a real defense in court, but it is not.
Yeah. How many times? I told you the thing. She has
tattoos.
Tattoos.
She has tattoos. So there we go. Look at it. Big J dresses like that. That's like he's a cool car. See that guy's wrist? I thought it was Big J's wrist.
Dude, rap rocking in the forest is so cool.
Yeah, dude. They were like, they just didn't really know where they landed in the world. They were like, are we rap rock? Are we fairies?
Yes.
Are we MMA fighters?
This is like the new metal version of when like country guys get like real rocky. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, this is heaven for dudes that pour 16-year-olds.
I have to ask a question. Do they have a second singer who hasn't done anything yet?
I think so.
I think when you watch Crazy Town without listening to Crazy Town, it is a different experience. You never realize exactly how Crazy Town
is. Do they need two singers?
Well, that time was big for designated rappers and designated singers. Remember? Yeah, the Linkin Park had the same thing.
Well, that's what Crazy Town was like a poor man's Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Do they have another song, Shannon? Can you play their second most popular hit? What is like on Spotify, what is their number two most played song? And I guarantee you it goes from like 20 million plays to 1,000.
Yeah.
They have a huge drop off from their number one.
Crazy Town was like 311 for girls with herpes, I think.
Guys, you know them and love them from the Dad Meat podcast. It's the incredible Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey. What up, boys?
Yo, thanks for having us back.
What up, boys? I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm recovering right now. My body is recovering from being very, very violently ill. And if I laugh, or if I breathe too deeply, it hurts my chest like really bad. Or if I laugh, I realize it hurts. I haven't laughed since I've gotten here. I was only I was hanging out with my girlfriend and my son.
It's feeling great. It's called recovery.
They weren't making me laugh. They were being very friendly and very nice. But it fucking, dude, just now I had a nice hearty laugh, and that really actually hurt, and I realized how much it hurt.
Let's spin you out.
Oh, dude, it's going to get fucking wild.
Yeah, if you went to a doctor, they would just give you Pedialyte and make you watch Nanette.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mike, dude, that's not fair to Nanette.
You saw how much shirt I had.
Oh, my God. Did you even see Nanette?
Yeah.
You did watch it?
I did watch it.
Oh, dude, we should do a watch-along of Nanette on
I tried to
starting now.
I can't let you do that.
I tried to watch the second one.
Nanette too.
What happened with the second one is she figure out her recipe.
Bigger and raped her.
Yeah, yeah, she's
right again.
She's dressed like fucking the guy from Talking Heads in the big suit, but she fits in it. And then you realize what her recipe is, which she needs to be a victim, but she got all the good shit out in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
So in the second one, she's like, also, I'm autistic.
Yeah. I had bad customer service once.
Like, she ran out of sad shit, and the second album is just her.
Her sophomore rape story was a flop.
Yeah.
can't recreate the magic of her debut in her second rape story.
One time, I got a parking ticket. What? That's it, Nanette? It was awful. No, look, I've never seen Nanette, so who am I to talk shit? Maybe it was fucking incredible, you know? We could fucking watch. I would love to watch it one day.
Do the Nanette watch over?
Let's do it. Zach and Migos Midnight Spook Show, Nanette.
I totally would do that.
I'm 100% in, dude.
That would be the best. That would be the best episode of Spook Show.
Dude, please, can we do it like this week?
Yeah.
I'm 100% in. That sounds incredible. Yeah. We do have an incredible show.
They went all practical on this part right here.
Let's get into this right now. Let's get our plugs out of the way because we have a great show planned. Ladies and gentlemen, it's plug time. Mike Rainer, we're going to have to plug.
Dad Meat as usual. If you're a fat gay retard like us, I think you'll enjoy Dad Meat. And also, I have a new podcast, which I am having the time of my life doing, called Little Stinkers. It's mostly about serial killers who clearly do fucked up shit, but also happen to be very funny.
Don't have the live, dude. We got a live date.
Oh, yeah. October 8th at Soul Joel's in Royersford. We're doing Dad Meat Live.
Oh, dude, you'll have a blast. I was there Saturday night. That's why I'm sick. I'll tell you in a minute.
We're bringing up some of our fucking tightest Philly boys. Mm-hmm. We'll put on a nice show. We'll have a nice podcast. We'll get fucked up. We'll get fucked up enough to enjoy Primus. It's going to be a nice time.
We're also going to murder the hottest girl there.
We're going to fucking kill her.
And we're going to hide her in the woods behind there.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's the new Gabby Petito clause of your show.
Yeah, Gabby Potatoes. Watch out. Don't come to Gabby.
Gabby Petito. That's what I call fat chicks. Gabby Potatoes who nobody will murder.
What? Listen, I'm here. You don't want girls to get murdered. Don't do your shows on train tracks.
Tim Butterly.
Yeah, what Mike said. And also check out my Twitch, twitch.tv/Tim Butterly. It's just a really nice time, man. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with just having nice times?
Sick. Mm-hmm. I love it. Zach.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And I'm doing a live midnight spook show at The Stand Halloween night, October 31st at 9 o'clock. Really, really excited about it. Come out so I can keep doing live shows.
Love it. Lots of live stuff coming up, guys. This weekend, myself, Zach Kamiko, Colin Turrell will be in
Austin.
No, Huey Lewis is a good singer. I always said that about him. Anyway, we're going to be in Austin, Texas. Oh, what? That's the thing. I sing my thoughts sometimes in the middle of them. So shut the fuck up. You guys don't know anything about that. Sorry that you guys just live your lives by just speaking normally. Listen,
our lungs are fine, by the way. Don't worry about us.
Man, Texas cities are like minorities. They all look alike.
I mean, Austin, Texas this weekend with Zach Kamiko, Colin Turrell, Thursday night for a special live Real Ass podcast, special Real Ass talent show edition with Tony Hinchcliffe as a special guest. Then this weekend, the 1st and the 2nd, I will be in that same city, same venue, Creek and Cave, with Colin, Zach, and Natalie Cuomo doing stand-up shows. Very excited about a brand new joke that I have that I actually said on this show. I conceptualized it on this show, so come out and see what that joke was. Woo! Also, October 5th, I'll be in London, England, mate. London, England. Chip, pip, cheerio. Mort, I have a spot of tea. Would you like a spot of tea with me? Maybe a crumpet? Yes, you would, because I'll be in jolly old England October 5th. One night, motherfucker. 7:30 show. I think it's sold out. 9:30 show. There's still a few tickets left for it. These shows are going to sell out, so grab your tickets right now for that 9:30 show. Then I'm opening up for Bisping that entire week. I'll be back in the States at Governor's in Long Island, Levittown, Long Island, on October 16th. And then me and Zach just booked October 23rd, Albany, one night only. Listen to me. I've never fucking done a show in Albany. I think that's a lot. I lied to you. I did a show years ago in Albany. It was horseshit. Garbaggio. Let's fucking get this shit going, okay? Albany, I know you got it in you. I know you fucking got it in you. What day of the week is that? It better be a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, it was. It was a Saturday.
It better be a fucking Friday or Saturday, because I'm not doing another fucking... It's going to be Tuesdays out of state. It's wild. Saturday, October 23rd, myself, the international superstar Zach Kamiko in Albany, New York. I don't know the name of the venue. It's a small theater. It's one night. Come the fuck out. Bring your friends. I promise you the filthiest, most fucked up night of your life. You're going to love it. Then I'm going to be in Chicago, October 28th. And then Skankfest Elf is happening November 5th through 7th, Houston, Texas. We ain't fucking around, baby boys. It's really happening. At this point, I feel like we would have canceled it if it wasn't going to happen. It's happening, babies. It's all getting down right now in Browntown. Come out to Skankfest South. If you guys don't have tickets, guess what? You can't buy them, but you can win them by being a fan of the show and subscribing to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. We're giving away one pair of all access passes for the entire month of October. November 26th, 27th, Poughkeepsie, New York with the great Zach Kamiko. December 16th, I'll be in Ontario, California. Then I'll be in Toronto for the Dark Comedy Festival and many more things coming up, guys. This is just rounding out my year. It's getting crazy for the Puerto Rico Marathon.
Wow, man.
It's getting crazy. Thank you for everyone that came out to Warriors for it on Saturday night. That was fucking crazy. Oh, I should say also the special promo this month. We're doing a back-to-school promo for Gas Digital. If you guys want to subscribe, if you purchase a two-year membership, two-year all-access membership for Gas Digital, we're giving you away this very special custom backpack. You can't get it anywhere else. We're only giving it to subscribers, and you get all these pins, these little individual fucking pins for all the shows on the network come with the backpack already. So cool. Wow. If you're a fucking dork, this is right up your alley.
Yeah.
And you can give it to the kids you no longer have custody of.
No, you're going to keep it for yourself. You're going to bring this to work. You're going to bring it to the gym. Who knows where you're going
to
bring it, okay?
This is very easy to picture on a bus.
And then also, if you guys subscribe, if you are a student, you subscribe with an EDU email address for any subscription. You get a 30-day free trial instead of the normal 7-day free trial. So just subscribe with an EDU email address and you guys can get free 30 days of Gas Digital. But look at those, look at that backpack with those pins, doggy.
That's sick. Physical goods? Wow.
Yeah, dude. It's a unique thing.
Special.
We did the frisbee, we did the t-shirt. We do little things for the long-term subscribers. Pretty fucking cool.
How cool would it be if the next school shooter had that backpack with those pins?
Hey, you put a bunch of pins in a pressure cooker and blew some girls' lights off.
Check out part of the problem, bitch.
Dad's got an identifier. She's got a Godfrey pin stuck in her forehead.
Can I get a coffee? And also, can we get an update on Gabby Petito, please?
They brought her back.
Can I tell you what? I was so sick for the past day and a half.
Caught a little something in her shirt?
I don't know what the fuck happened, okay? You tell me what happened, because I want to get to the bottom of this, okay? So it was one of two things. Either I got alcohol poisoning or I got like some sort of like virus, like stomach virus. But Saturday night, we do the show in Royersford, and it was awesome, dude. Crowd was fucking great. It was fucking just really, really a fun show.
A guy, because it's BYOB, so I was like, oh, does anybody got any whiskey? So some guy pulls out a bottle of Jim Beam and brings it to the stage. And I don't drink Jim Beam. I've always heard it's shit. But I was like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. So I take it from him. And then he starts to climb up on the stage. And I start making, I was like, you're not allowed up on the stage. I was like, I'll drink this whole bottle before you get up on the stage. There's about a half a bottle left. So he starts to climb up. And then I go to chug it. And here's the thing, if it wasn't a stranger, I would have let my lips touch his bottle and I would have controlled the amount of liquid coming out of the bottle, right? But I just opened my gullet and just let this bottle empty into my mouth. And it didn't empty completely. There was like a little bit left. But I had to take what I would say is the equivalent of maybe 4 or 5 shots in one swig, right? Mm-hmm. Big, I'm even getting sick right now thinking about it. Oh, it's not good. Okay. And immediately I do that thing where I'm like, like that. And everyone's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, here, buddy, you drinking? And then I fucking threw the bottle. And it was funny. We had a whole thing.
How healthy did this guy look?
We grappled.
Oh, I saw you.
Pull up the video. So this is the new thing people do. Sometimes they give me a look like they're fucking tough. So I was like, oh, let me check. Let me see what's your wrist control like. Yeah. And I give them a little wrist. I did this to you guys when I met you guys.
Yeah.
When I met you guys. This is, people think this is, I don't do this. It's just... this is who I am.
For sure.
I was like, let me see. And they had good wrist control. And I learned that I could respect them in that moment. If a man doesn't have good
wrist control. It's called a meathead hello.
That was
how Vikings shook hands. You grab him by the wrist.
Everyone should be doing this to another man, okay? I mean, when they go to shake your hand, grab their wrist, okay? If they turn out and grab your wrist back, you know that this is a fucking man that if you're in a fight and some shit goes down, he's fucking ready in that moment.
Yeah.
If he's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You go, all right, dude, this is a gay guy. What, you still shake his hand. Be like, all right, dude, whatever, homo. And you shake his hand. But it's a good test.
You could also learn a lot by cupping their balls the first time you meet, just based on their reaction.
Yeah, if they pull your neck in, you know you got a friend for life.
I understand that.
Cup them real quick. And oh, they so go, all right, then you're tight.
So, yeah, so good. So this is in the middle of... So we're grappling on stage. Shin, turn up the sound, because you see how much the crowd understands grappling at this point. Because they, you see, I just passed that to...
Is that you on
top? I get a little pop just for passing.
Yeah. Just they're giving passing. You points. That's two.
Yeah, dude. So look, then once I get
and then mount's four more, right?
Dude, head and arm triangle.
Six.
I don't even pass the side control. I have it so tight.
Wow.
I didn't even pass. Look, I'm just cinching it in, and now he's already tapping.
Man, look at the promo that Deardorff, Hermans, and Weingartner are getting right now.
The crowd loves it. Wow. We're all having a good time. But at this point, I'm a little drunk. No, but look, he goes to pick up his shoe. A little more insult to injury. Look.
Did he know you were going to grapple, or did you get him?
No, at that point he was challenging me.
Okay,
I went for wrist control, and then he fucking went in for it.
How did he smell?
Smelled delightful. He was very muscular too. The problem was like at first he like pulled guard. I was like, fuck, dude, this guy knows what he's doing. Thought he was going to embarrass me in front of the whole crowd. It was going to be a problem. I was going to make the crowd kill him if he did that. I shit you not, dude. I was going to actually make the crowd physically attack him. It was going to be fucking the best. So, but yeah, so I chugged this liquor, had a little grappling session. Who knows? Okay, I do my set. You know, I think I do a half an hour on the show. This was a showcase, a little Skankfest preview. Shout out to Ryan Joseph and those guys that put that together. And I do my set. Feels fucking great, dude. I'm a little like buzzed, but not really. And then I get off stage, and I was like, I'm feeling fucking sick. When I get off stage, I go behind the stage, and I do a little puke. A quick one.
Yeah, you just got to get the demons out.
Not hurling, just a throw up. And I was like, oh, it's not good. They wanted to do a meet and greet, which I didn't sign up for a fucking meet and greet. Let me just fucking say this. I don't know whose fault it was. If it was Ryan Joseph's fault or if it was Soul Joe's fault. But I didn't fucking sign up for no meet and greet. Okay? Because, look, if you do a paid meet and greet, this is a scumbag thing that people do.
It was a paid meet and greet?
Dude, they do a paid fucking... So there's a section... It's a BYOB, right? And it's a BYOC.
Dude.
BYO chair. Bring your own chairs as well. You gotta bring your own chair.
Leave your dignity at home. Soul Joel's.
You gotta bring your... No, and I love Soul Joel. I've known Soul Joel for fucking a decade and a half, right? He's a good dude, and he's got a cool setup, but it's pretty funny that you have to actually bring your own chairs to this. But if you pay an extra ticket price, I guess they give you you get a chair. And you get also the front section, and then you get a meet and greet. So they text me on the way. The guy Ryan Joseph, he was like, hey dude, there's a meet and greet afterwards. People pay like an extra.
Whoa!
And I was like, no,
dude,
I'm like, no fucking way.
Lewis, you vomiting during a meet and greet is the full Gomez experience.
Yes. So I was like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. I was like, first of all, I've been so vocally against that. It's kind of shitty to do to the fans.
Yeah, see, that's an integrity move on your part, because you, anybody that wants to meet you can meet you.
They just meet me.
So my solution is to completely ignore them.
Well, this is what happened. I was like, no, then I felt bad. So now I'm there, and all these assholes are waiting to now meet Ryan Joseph and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm the big fucking dress. You're me the and talent. William Montgomery. William Montgomery, is that his name?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, William Montgomery, who killed, by the way. He's fucking hilarious. You know, so now I feel bad and I'm fucking puking behind the stage. I'm like, these fucking people, I know they want me out there. What am I gonna do? Not fucking come meet them. So I come out and I just, instead of going on stage to the meet and greet, I just hugged everyone in line and did a selfie with them, and I went down the line like that.
Oh.
But I think now this could be a stomach bug.
Wow, so
bug.
Cool, man.
You gave to everybody.
That I gave to everybody on this line. If you were in Royersford, Pennsylvania, Saturday night, you could be part of a class action lawsuit against me and the venue and Joseph Ryan and fucking all these other people.
That's actually...
You're going to have to bring proof of diarrhea.
Dude, just imagine going to a show and getting pink eye from Dice Man. Like, you might have started something cool, dude.
So, then we start driving home and I have to pull over and I puke again. Oh. And I'm starting to feel really, really sick. Like, really fucking sick. And then we get home like 9 o'clock, 9:30, and the fights are about to come on. And I'm puking every half hour. As the fights are on, I'm bending over in a bucket puking. And for 24 hours straight, I was just nauseous. I mean, dude, nausea, I want to die. Is the worst feeling in the world. I don't know any other feeling as bad as being nauseous.
Yeah.
Being on fire.
No, but apparently you don't feel much when you're on fire.
Really?
Yeah, you get your nerves singed pretty quick.
He's on fire! That's not true. If somebody played that, that'd be hilarious. Like, while you're on fire, like, I had that sound drop in that moment. No, that's not true that your nerves get singed and you don't feel anything. There's
apparently,
no way.
Your nerves get torched. All of them? Feel like, the burning no, that dude. Much. Yeah, dude. What do you, yeah. That's like, I think that most of the pain from like fires just comes from like everything's healing.
Well, luckily, we can go to our correspondent in Australia, the burned koala.
Dude, I could be talking out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure someone at least, I received this information.
I received the information
up,
if you
know?
Fall out of a building, you pass out before you hit the ground. That's true. Like a really like a skyscraper, like you whatever it is.
I think I remember hearing that, yeah.
I heard that you pass out before you hit the ground. I'm like, oh, that's the way I'd want to go. I think you would fucking, right up until you hit the ground. In fact, I think there'd be a couple seconds where you fucking.
Right. Dude, if you look at what the footage of 9/11, one of the dudes falling down is like this the whole time.
Okay.
It's really not that big.
All right, so it's
death
a little
by
bit of both.
Burning is the most drastic method of suicide. The pain is the greatest at the beginning. All right. Before the flames burst the nerves or burns the nerves. After that, the burned skin does not hurt. Most of the victims die from suffocation because of the blaze damage and respiratory tract.
Yeah, so apparently there's like a moment where you think it's getting better because it doesn't hurt anymore, but then you're inhaling so much smoke that you're just dying.
You're like, this isn't that bad.
Actually, did I just champ fire?
I beat fire.
I overcame fire with my mind. The seatbelt's stuck pretty tight.
Hey, death by fire isn't so bad.
I don't see what everybody's complaining about.
I think it's absolutely the most awful way to die.
Yeah.
Freezing to death is the same way, where right before you freeze to death, you're like, wait, I think I'm fine.
Yeah, don't you just get sleepy?
You do, but you're just like, oh, dude, I'm not even cold anymore. I'm actually pretty good.
There is the moment that you freeze to death, right?
Yeah.
So you're just like, you're not frozen to death, and then you're...
Yeah, but like on the way to freezing, you're like, tight, I'm okay, I'm comfy. I think my jacket finally kicked in.
You think so?
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that... It's the little match girl. They say that she just got tired. That's like... It's like a
who's she?
I don't know. It's like a story you read when you're a kid. The little match girl.
I'm completely uneducated.
A story you read when you're a little kid about a little girl who freezes
to death. I did not make this up. You guys have heard of the little match girl?
No, I've never heard of the little match girl.
Okay,
is there a song that goes with her?
Is that the pedophile match game?
What is that?
The Epstein Bears. I thought it was the Epstein Bears growing up, but my friend
says it's a literary fairy tale by Hans Christian Andersen.
Can we see it? Do you have a YouTube rendition? You know, sometimes they'll put them on a.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, I have it all written out. It's
some British version.
Hold on
read
one
it.
Second.
You can get like all of these books like on YouTube, like we read to our kids. but I've never, I want to so badly, but I feel like such a shitty dad if I ever just press play to have somebody else read my kid a book.
I found a short film. It's 6 minutes long.
Let's see. I'll watch the whole thing right now. The Little Match Girl by H.C. Anderson. It was terribly cold. Yeah, this is what I fucking said, Shannon. The old year,
and the snow was falling. It was terribly cold, but freezing to death wasn't that bad. Cold and darkness.
A poor little. This is why you are who you are, Zach.
I actually feel pretty tight.
These are the stories I remember from childhood.
Yeah. It is true that she had on a pair of slippers when she left home, but they were not of much use.
Typical they were woman. Very large, so large indeed
that they had belonged to. She had been mother, traveling in a van with her boyfriend.
Her vlog had not yet gained any traction.
She told the police she had "quote unquote" bad vibes.
All right, fast forward a time. Seized upon the
it gave a warm, she grabbed the steering light, wheel like a little
candle. This is a lot. Zach, give us the Zach Notes version.
The little girl freezes to death.
Classic.
That's it. Pull up the last minute.
I'm pretty sure she freezes to death.
Pull up the last minute. There's no way.
Could you show us the death?
No, I guess she goes home.
No, she's hugging a mom. Or is that her mom in heaven? Is that Mary?
No pain. Zach, I thought this dumb bitch had matches on her.
Is that Mary Magdalene? The New Year's sun rose
and shone upon the little girl. It's weird that they kind of have like a back alley vibe in like an old timey village here. Death, holding the matches in her hand, one bundle of which was burned.
She tried to warm herself, said someone. She's dead, Zach? Imagine what beautiful things she had seen. Oh, she is in heaven with her mom.
She's, yeah. She had entered with
her grandmother. It's her grandmom's. New Year's Day. On New Year's Day.
Yikes, man.
Maybe this is like right after the Christmas shoe story. Like she left Payless and it's like, all right, I'm going to die in an alley now and meet my mom.
Man, that is sad.
Jesus, Zach.
This is great podcasting.
This is. That is the saddest story I've ever heard.
Top to bottom, not wrong.
Lewis didn't hear any of the story. All he knows is that a girl died. He's like, wow, I can't imagine something sadder than that.
That's pretty sad, dude. For a kid's tale, you can't fucking read kids those things. Is Hans Christian?
Yes, you can, dude.
Is Hans Christian Andersen?
Dude, Optimus Prime dies in the movie. Kids are ready for it.
Dude, every kid's story is like, all right, you're going to get butt fucked by a bear for leaving your closet open.
Yeah. I mean, I guess old-timey tales are that.
Yeah, right? They changed a lot of, like, what we would consider the classic fairy tales. A lot of them had fucked up endings.
Because I think
in the last few generations,
they've given
them... It used
to be more life or death for kids.
Happy endings.
Well, I think the idea of, like, those stories were to teach kids to not lie or fucking, I don't know...
And
I
run in the woods.
Nothing was fatal, dude. If you like upset the food count in your house, it'd be like, oh fuck, we might not be able to make up this food problem.
Yeah. I know in the old Sleeping Beauty, Prince Charming actually rubbed his dick on her face. Didn't kiss her.
Yeah, I think back in the day, it was like the stories were like, you know, there was like the boy who cried wolf.
You had to scare more. Yeah.
It was just to like teach your kids to be good. But it's almost like that's like, I don't know, that's how all stories were. It's like, it was just like, like there was always a moral or a lesson. Like now it's just for like pure
Lewis
entertainment.
Just figured out the Bible.
Don't fucking cross me, Zach. Not this morning, dude. My body's just getting back to it. Shortest of breath. Is this what COVID feels like? What if I had COVID and I just defeated it in one day?
No, I don't know.
Naturally.
Puked it out.
Just
sounds
naturally.
Like, sounds like you were pretty fucked up about it.
Dude, it fucking hurt. It was brutal. It was really brutal. Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is a great prescription service that can give you more confidence in the bedroom by helping you have a fuller, longer lasting, bigger, better erection. Zach, I know you love your Blue Chews. I love my Blue Chews. I don't leave home without them.
Dude, they're absolutely phenomenal. It's a chewable tablet. It's an online prescription service. That means you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to have a weird conversation about how your dick doesn't work and you can't swallow pills. You don't have to go to the pharmacy to pick them up. It ships right to your door in the discreet package.
Yeah, you do a consultation with a physician on the internet. It takes a few minutes. You're going to be giving your prescription strength just in a few minutes, and then a couple days later, you're going to get it at your door. It's that simple. I tell you right now, see what people are saying about it. It's not just us. It really, truly does work. I didn't realize even what it did until I tried it, and now I fucking love it, dude. Anytime I want to get my chick a special night, I'm Blue Chewing it up first. I chew it, and I do it. If you want to try it out for free, all you got to do is go to Blue BlueChew.com. Get your first month for free. Get all your details there. Use the promo code RAP. That'll give you your first month. All you got to do is pay you $5 shipping. Once again, that's BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. $5 shipping and get to doing it. All right, where were we? Okay, let's talk about this. This is my favorite story on this list that Shannon gave me today. Not Gabby Potato. I love Gabby Potato, though. There's not much more news with her except for the fact that Dog the Bounty Hunter is now looking for her, which is like...
Just roam through the woods screaming the N-word.
Yeah. We're going to keep on following the Gabby Potato case, but this guy, he's out there. Should we join the search for him as well?
Who's the next like TV guy that's going to get involved in the hunt? Because John Waters jumped out for... John Waters was the first guy, like the boyfriend definitely did it. Dude, everyone's fucking up.
Geraldo will probably chime in.
Geraldo.
Wait, John Waters the director?
No, not John Waters. John Walsh. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ, dude. John Walsh, the FBI's most wanted guy.
And, yeah.
Well, the boyfriend definitely did it.
I mean, he definitely thinks that.
I can't believe I said John Waters. But yeah, Dog, then they should get Cat Daddy next, I think.
Zach, hit us with what you said happened.
So I've been getting a lot of messages about the Petito thing, and somebody told me that he, Laundrie has an uncle who owns a fucking yachting and boat rental place.
Yeah.
Oh,
that motherfucker's gone.
Well, let me tell you something. This is where how retarded the cops are. Like, I guess the parents told the cops that he said he was going to go to this, like...
giant park to meditate, and they searched there for...
They're still searching! Yeah. They're like, well, we have everybody searching this park. It's like, why are you listening to them? He's obviously not at that park.
He said he always wanted to see the Grand Canyon, but he didn't really say which part. I'd probably start there.
It's so weird. He was building a rocket ship to Mars. I don't know. It's gone. I don't know if he took it, but... Yeah, dude, they're listening to him, and I read this morning, like, I think it was from, like, hours before that,
dude, just a fat cop with his tongue out writing down like Grand Canyon, like
yeah, dude,
okay,
this guy is fucking, I mean, he's definitely not in that park, I'll tell you that, but if there's one place I wouldn't be searching is the park where they told you that he was. It's crazy.
Dude, I hope the next time you go to Jamaica he's in the villa next to you.
Me too. I got no problem with the guy. I defended the guy day one. Mm-hmm. I you saw what happened, and I read this thing, like, one of these fucking blogs was like, how you react to the Gabby Petito case will really fucking blah, 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 blah. Oh, and you're like, all right, bitch. First of all, like, I understand she didn't deserve to die, but we all saw what happened. She was a fucking annoying twat.
Yeah.
And fucking, you know, if it wasn't going to be him, it was going to be the next guy. So that's just my take on that.
Yeah.
And I, no, she, yeah, it is very sad, but, you know.
My immediate reaction, I wish I didn't say anything about it, because I was like, yeah, she's definitely punching him, jerking the steering wheel, so she probably did something stupid and died.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Look, my take might be retarded, but I promise I don't care. I could not care less.
It means that there's so many other women out there that have gone missing.
There's plenty of fish in
that
the
I don't care about. I don't care about any of them. Well, it's like that Patrice joke where it's always like a
Natalie.
Yeah, dude.
Holloway.
Do you know how many fucking young Puerto Rican chicks are missing right now? Like right now, that have gone missing. Like every minute, a new Puerto Rican chick has gone missing, and this fucking bitch is a national case. This guy,
I saw a thing. People, one of the people that were against how much news coverage she was getting, that was like, do you know how many indigenous Native American women go missing every year? And it's like, I'm pretty sure they should be able to take care of themselves out there.
Also, doesn't indigenous mean missing? The fucking missing link bitches? Yeah. Indigenous fucking woods bitches. That's what they are. They're fucking...
You can't go missing when you live outside. You're still home.
Yeah, you migrated.
You're in another room. What are you talking about? Yeah, this guy, there was another, didn't somebody, like some TikToker took a video of some dude walking down the street and was like, look, it's Brian Laundrie. He's like, no, I swear to God, it's not me. So I think everyone should do that. The next time you see somebody that looks kind of like Brian Laundrie, pull out your phone, send us the video. We're going to play a compilation of Brian Laundrie lookalikes. You have to be like, but you have to look back, dude, it's Brian Laundrie. Look, guys, and just see their natural reaction.
With that said, you kind of look like summertime Brian Laundrie.
I do look like, dude, I look like fucking Brian Laundrie if he fucking just let himself go a little bit. Shannon, Real Ass Official is the email address, so send us your Brian Laundrie lookalike tapes, and we will play them on the Real Ass Podcast Friday show.
I liked when he asked the cop if he could sit in the shade because he's bald. That was awesome.
Yeah. Man. So, this was my favorite story. I haven't seen this yet, but Do you know that Machine Gun Kelly's having a beef with Slipknot?
Yeah. Yes. It's on site with Machine Gun Kelly,
dude.
But oh, just interject real quick. I saw a guy I know did went to see, I think, Stone Sour, the guy from Slipknot's other band, and he paid for a VIP.
Gay Slipknot?
A VIP meet and greet and photo. And this was it. It was all the fans behind a barricade on folding chairs.
With me, and then me the, puking behind
this
it.
This is Lewis's show.
And then the band in front of the barricade taking a selfie.
Yeah.
So, but they paid for a photo op. Viruses. And it was 50 people behind a barricade with the band.
With Slipknot or Stone Sour.
Yeah, so people paid for a VIP meet and greet. Yeah. And it was, the band will stand here. And you'll get a picture with 50 other people next to you.
That's fucked up.
You'd be like, hey, see that picture of me and them and 49 people I don't know?
Yeah, this also doesn't sound like a photogenic bunch.
What? So what's the deal now? So I know, why, Shannon, why are Machine Gun Kelly and Slipknot beefing? Do we know?
So it says that he was throwing shade at Slipknot on stage.
Hold you don't throw shade at
Slipknot. He's fucked if I ever see him.
Dude.
If I ever run into Machine Gun Kelly, shade at Slipknot,
dude.
It's over.
Dude, this guy, like... And I like Machine Gun Kelly, kind of. I don't know why, but because he's cute. But Eminem made him change genres.
Yeah.
He got beat so bad. So do you think he was just like, all right, who else was famous in 2001 that I could fuck with?
He got demoted to pop punk from white rap. That's tough.
So here's what he said. He said before he went into his My Downfall track, Jawbreaker, he said, hey, you want to know what I'm really happy that I'm not doing? Being 50 years old, wearing a fucking weird mask on a fucking stage, talking shit. Anyway, what's everyone's favorite candy? Reese's Pieces?
Man, you're a wigger in your 30s.
And so apparently the thing with that song was, I believe that Corey Taylor had sang part of it on his album. And he decided to not release it. And that was part of it.
Okay, so he didn't like Corey Taylor's track, so that's why they're beefing?
It appears that way, yeah.
Okay. Whose side do you take? You guys take Slipknot's side.
I love Slipknot.
Cool. Slipknot rules.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly fucking sucks, dude.
Dude, I didn't realize they're 50.
Slipknot?
Slipknot 50?
I think
they gotta be. They were in their 20s and...
Yeah.
How old are Slipknot?
Well, not only were they 50. In, they were famous then, but they were like to the point where they had already formed a local supergroup.
Yeah.
Because Slipknot was just people from other bands in that town that were failing. They were like, hey, let's put on this crazy shit.
Corey Taylor's 47.
Yeah, he's almost 50. I'm almost 40, I realized, just now. Damn.
Yeah, we listened to Slipknot 20 years ago.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. They're definitely 50.
Toxicity came out 20 years ago.
Yeah. Right after 9/11.
No, right before.
Whatever.
Man, I just started getting pussy regularly when nu metal hit. There was no better time for a fucking 19-year-old wigger. What an era.
Yeah, that's when I started getting up. How old are you, Randy?
42.
Yeah, I'm 39. What? What? Oh, you're hitting yourself.
Yeah.
Because the internet's down. Mm-hmm. Why does it always go down on my show? That was really hot, Shannon. The way you did that. It'll be up again in a minute, I'm sure.
Yes,
it'll be fixed.
It will. They're resetting it.
They're resetting it. They're rebooting it. They're gonna fuck it. What's going on? We're doing some sort of new thing.
Yeah, we have new internet starting in I think like 20 days. It took 45 days originally, and we're counting down to when we get the new internet.
New internet. I don't know what that really means, but apparently this is some shit that will never, ever, ever go down. It's super internet. It's unique to us, and it's not internet for the building. It's just a direct line for us to the internet. Correct.
That's correct.
So it'll never go down again.
Right. Okay. That's what they're saying.
All right. I'm not going to get mad. I can't get mad. The fact that you got up and smacked yourself in the face, first of all, it turned me on. Second of all, it's all I asked you to do, Shannon. Do you see how much better it made me feel?
Yeah.
Could you get Natalie to hit you in the face?
Natalie, can you please hit me in the face? Or hit Shannon in the face?
Thank you.
Was Gabby Potatoes hitting herself in the face when the cops pulled him over?
That's what happened. Yeah, she was hitting herself. He was doing that thing where he was taking her hands. Quit hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself.
We'll be right there.
This guy and his really big dicker. He's not bothering me at all.
Man, what's going on here? I'm kicking my own ass.
Are you okay, miss? Completely fine. Everything's A-okay.
Boy, yeah. I love this park. I think I'll sleep out here. You go ahead without me, honey.
I
could stay here forever.
Did you see the people that showed up at her like memorial? Like, not the people where she's from, the people that just lived near where she died. They're just like, I just had to come out and show my respects.
Just a bunch of perverts.
It's insane.
You know, why there was a big memorial for her. I'm not being an asshole here, but it's like, why this girl? Why is everyone freaking out about her?
She's hot and white.
I don't know.
Yeah, young and white.
And also, she seemed like a problem. She seemed like a fucking...
We need you at the memorial service. Yeah.
No matter where a young black chick dies, there's just a white bicycle.
Doggy, I'm just saying she seemed like she was a little bit of an issue. And am I, you know... Like, there are just... There are younger, more innocent girls that die every day.
Yeah, of, like, know? Cancer and stuff, not of driving a man to murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, she pushed this man over his edge. What was he supposed to do?
The official cause of death was listed as dumb bitch. So, take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, I did. You know, it was really funny. That was what I imagined when I first heard like about the cops pulling them over and them fighting and stuff. I thought that she just like went out in the wilderness and was just like for 48 hours, just like what until she died.
You think I don't know how to talk to a fucking bear, Brian?
What? What? Yeah. God!
She rolled her eyes so hard she had an aneurysm.
It's also if you're gonna kill a chick, like all right, like, this guy's a fucking idiot. Okay, let me explain to you why. Never is there an easier time to murder your girlfriend than when you're on a van trip in like deserted parks, like just massive forests and big fucking deserts with caves and shit. Like, if you're gonna do it, dude, do it and then make it look like an accident. You can't just show up at home and be like, I don't know what happened to her. He didn't think about it at all.
It's like a murder parade, taking your wife cross country.
Yeah, dude.
Any point you could kill her.
Plus, he was like working himself up to it. Like the other eyewitnesses were like, "Yeah, we saw him punching her and stuff like that." So like, he couldn't just pull the trigger. He like tried it out a couple times. He's like, "All right, I could probably
bring it up." But dude, punching a girl is not murdering her. Like, if he would have like he could have did that thing. Like,
saying he fucked up by punching her. He should have saved it all up. No,
he should have, dude. We know a guy whose girlfriend died this way. Okay. What he should have done was he should have went to like some cliff, okay?
I was actually literally about to say this. Yeah, dude. I didn't want to say his name.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't want to say his name. Yeah. It's not a funny story from his end, but he should have.
It's a relief is what it is.
Dude, he should have been like, all right, good, honey. And then take a picture. He's like, all right, now step back a little further.
No, you look fat. Back up. You look fat.
And then he could have just went over and be like, no, right here. And then boom, kick her off the fucking cliff. And then you call the cops. There's no fucking cameras in nature, doggy. That's it.
You're telling the cops, like, she wanted to do a picture of a cool yoga pose. Is this working? It was so cool.
I said, forward, honey. Forward, not back. Dougie, I mean, how do you fuck up murdering a bitch in nature? It's the only way you can get away with it. It's not like he's in a big city with cameras on every corner and fucking.
Well, I mean, hindsight's 20/20. He had me fooled.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, there's so many ways he could have done it, dude. He could have fucking fed her to animals.
You should be a murder consultant, dude. You're getting pretty good at this.
That's a fucking great business idea. A consultant on how to murder your girlfriend. I won't do it. Well, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. That's my tagline. I won't touch that with a 10-foot pole, but you come into my office, I will let you know how to do it. How do you want to tell me? Please, I'll give you all consulting.
Best I can do
right
is
now.
Crocodiles.
I'll consult you on murder right now. Go ahead, tell me.
Let's see.
Your wife, what's the problem?
I'm bringing her to Houston with me.
You're bringing her to Skankfest?
Yeah.
You're a fucking fool.
How could I? Dude,
you're going to bring sand to the beach?
Bro, we've been over this.
Bro?
We've been over this.
Bro, you're bringing sand to the beach?
Bro. Zach, tell him about the beach. Tell him what the beach is like.
Wait, that's the beach.
Yeah.
It's full of needles. And
it's full of needles. It's Skankfest. The beach is full of needles and stray dogs.
How do I kill this bitch?
All right, so you got to kill. So in
this is the only time we're getting away in the next 6 months, and I need her dead.
We got to kill her before Skankfest or at Skankfest.
I mean,
kill her there.
No, well, you can kill her there. The problem is if you kill her there, she goes missing. You're gonna be like, hey, dude, where's your wife? And you got to be not having fun.
Exactly,
pretending to look for her.
You can't Casey Anthony.
Yeah, every picture is fucking Exhibit A.
Not only that, you got to kill her like substantially. We got about 6 weeks. So it's like you have to have enough time to mourn her death, get over it, and still go to Skankfest. So we got to get on this like today.
Yeah, because then if you do it now, then when you're there, you'd be like, this shot's in her honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And any further, people are like, dude, why are you going to Skankfest? Your wife is dead. And that's going to fucking start making you a person of interest.
All right. So we got a timeline down. What about like method and stuff like
what
that?
Is her,
should it be kind of playful or should it be like
well,
really
what is her daily routine like?
I think she's a mom on the go. She's a very dedicated and busy mom. Okay.
Constantly masturbating.
Constantly, yeah. Like, she'll just stand in the corner of the room, facing away from us.
So you could probably beat her to death with a car seat, dude.
But she's seen.
So she's got a massive swollen clit. Okay, all right, I got it, dude. All right,
walking
all right.
Kind of funny.
Okay, all right, I'm understanding this, dude.
A lot of weird stains. Okay so she's notable and people see her around a lot.
Does she leave the house a lot?
Yeah, every day, a bunch.
A bunch.
Yeah, so people see her every day.
Do you know where she goes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could follow her if I needed to.
No, you don't need to follow her, dude.
Okay.
We're going to fucking...
Okay, dude, I'm sorry. Dude, I shouldn't be trying to do your job for you.
You're not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole. I'm not touching the 10-foot pole. We got this. Don't you worry about it. Okay, we got to murder, obviously, away from the house. We don't want your kids to find the body, because if your kids find the body, you're not going to Skankfest.
Yeah.
This is all about you going to Skankfest.
Yeah, sure.
How many kids do you have? Like five
three kids.
You have
three kids.
Three kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if your oldest finds the body, I think she's old enough to deal with it.
Eventually, or at least she'll like make cool art about it or something.
I think the best way to do this is to make it look like an accident.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how to cut a brake line to a car?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know the
just
first
Google
thing to
what
do.
The fucking where well, the yeah, brake
okay, fine, dude. Yes, Google is
it.
The answer. Yeah, that's not what I'm asking you.
Loser.
I didn't ask you if you know how to use Google. I'm saying right now.
Well, no,
could you go cut a fucking brake line to a car?
For sure. Yeah,
you could.
Yeah, actually,
without Google,
you could get it wrong too, and just cut stuff until water like fluid comes out. And you're like, all right, I'm good.
Could you hotwire a car?
That's how I got my vasectomy.
I cannot hotwiring a car is how I got mine.
Because hotwiring a car used to be just fucking. You go under the dashboard. You find a red and a blue wire. You go.
If that's how it works, I would give it a try. If
I would
to get
try
a car,
that, dude.
I'd be like, dude, just give me some. I'm just gonna start licking wires and putting them together.
How
it'll probably start.
How comfortable are you with your ability to survive a car accident?
Oh, I've been in a couple. Nothing too crazy.
And you've made it, right?
Yeah. Well, on one of them, I had like a lifelong concussion. I hit my head on the top of a convertible. Like, I had like a metal frame, and I bonked. And I'm probably still retarded from it. Why?
So here's my. This just try it out. Now, if you inject somebody with a needle full of air, that goes into their brain, gives them a hemorrhage, and kills them, right?
Right.
I mean, if she's driving, hit her with that, car accident, nobody's going to go.
All I have to do is survive a fatal car accident.
Okay.
Tim, I'll buy you an NFL helmet to wear during the car ride.
I put in a mouth guard.
Yeah. All right, babe. Well, you could also just be smart about it. You can do that thing. Like, I don't know how to exactly do it, but like, all right, so she's in the passenger seat, right? So you essentially, if you could learn how to do like, you know how you do like a hockey stop on ice skates or rollerblades?
Yeah.
But you got to do that with your car into a telephone pole, right? So she's in the passenger seat.
That's a hockey mom stop.
And then you hockey stop the car.
It's got to ice a pole on
Yeah, dude. And then it just wraps around the tree, but it just crushes her. And you fucking look her right in the eye. That's what happens. Like, you know what you fucking asking for this, bitch. That's a fucking solid way to murder somebody, but you got fucking...
You know what's fucking me up good, about dude. This? Like, I know we're kidding and all, but I really think she would enjoy resisting.
Why, she black?
I would hate the... Wow. Dude, she would have so much fun trying to stop me from murdering her. I couldn't take that away.
How are we not on air again? I mean, we're still not on air.
Bobby's on the phone with Spectrum right now.
Yeah.
Bobby's on the Spectrum right now.
This is not live. That's a shame.
Can I put my wife in the car too?
Yes.
Is that extra? We have to pay you more?
How would you kill your wife if you had to? If you had to.
We're just inventing Uber for killing your wife right now.
This is a great idea.
How would I kill her?
How would you kill her?
I'm going to cut her head off and mail it to her mom.
Classic.
A lot of pent-up rage here.
Yeah. That's a good way to hurt everybody involved. I can't say that. Never mind.
Whoa. What?
You can call her the C word.
No, I can't say that. I have this fucking hilarious thing that I can't say until after me and this girl break up. Damn it, dude. I want to say it so bad. It's so good. Everyone like listening, you guys realize like a year from now or whenever it happens. I'm kidding, babe. I know you're going to like watch this.
It's going to be your rosebud.
But you're going to go back and be like, dude, that's what he was talking about. That's hilarious. Oh, all right. Rules. All right. God, so anyway. It. But if we never break up, it'll never be out there. So everyone should be rooting
that's
for
special.
Just for one solid fucking joke.
You have a very
do you want us to kill her so you can say it?
Please yeah. Kill her. Okay. This is the way that right. This is the way I would kill her is I would tempt everyone with a hilarious joke that is completely contingent on her being alive or dead.
You're going to get a crazed fan that kills her just yeah. To hear the punchline.
Oh, I want
to
hear it, Lucy. What is it?
Hey, man, if you ever want to like kill your girlfriend or anything, just let me know.
That's how Skankfest should end.
Local.
Oh, shit.
Your dead wife joke.
Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and let you know that we have brand new t-shirts and hoodies coming to podcastmerch.com. Starting October 4th, we have our brand new Team Rattlesnake shirts, plus the Luis J. Gomez. Nobody's going to give a shit about this one except for like five people, but the Luis J. Gomez Juicy Patties parody shirt. Juicy Patties is my favorite Jamaican beef patty place in Jamaica. Guys, this is going to be a limited edition shirt. People in the future are going to be like, where the fuck, what does this even mean? This is the one you want to get, okay? The Juicy Patties Luis J. Gomez shirt. I was high when I conceptualized it. I'm high now.
Does it say Luis Juicy Patties Gomez?
No, it just says Luis J. Gomez in the Juicy Patties logo. It's hilarious. I love it. If you're wearing that shirt at Skankfest, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get a high five and a dick tap, okay? Also, our brand new RAP Real Ass Podcast Dare parody shirt. No, it does not have the E. It does not say rape. I know a lot of people are going to be disappointed that their shirt doesn't say rape, but we decided to
get it. But just get a red magic mark.
You can make it yourself. But either way, you can grab any of these shirts starting October 4th for a limited time. I think it's to the 11th or the 18th. I'm not sure. But yeah, go grab them at podcastmerch.com. Oh, so we don't have internet yet, Shannon? So I can't go to any of these videos?
No. We can go to the stories, though.
No, Shannon.
We're roughing it.
This, I mean, it's fine. Fine. Go where? Let's go to the 39-year-old Colorado dad.
Let's kill our kids, too. You guys do kids?
Yeah, but I don't murder them.
Yeah, I asked my girlfriend today, because she said to me this morning, because I was like, thank you for taking care of me. I was so sick. She was like, I would do anything for you, baby.
Oh.
And I was like, really? She was like, yeah, literally anything. And then I looked at her dog, and I was like... This is like a really dark thing I said to her. I was like, would you kill your dog? And she was like, what? And I was like, no, but you got to like do it like with a butter knife. And I was like, but you got to go via his eyeball out. Like, so you got to like dig his eyeball out while he's, you got to hold him there and look at him while he's like, oh, you're my mom. And you got to dig his eyeball out and then dig into his brain until you shut him off.
Like a lobster. Yeah, you dispatch your dog.
Yeah, dude. And she was like, I guess. That's a dark fucking morning.
That's
dude.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah, it was crazy, dude. And I was looking
you
at the,
it dark,
the whole time.
Like, I will never ask you to do this, but I will always remember that you said you would.
Yeah, I really liked it. She loves me. That fucking dog drives me out of my mind. He just, dude, he always sits on me. And like, what I was in my fucking my sickness, because I was just like for just the whole night, just going, help me, help, why kill me, the whole night, dude. If my girlfriend was making that sound after a half an hour, I would have kicked her out into the street. I really mean this. Get the fuck out of my house. Are you out of your mind? But I shit you not, the whole night, like, because every time I would breathe in, it would feel like I have to puke. And every time I breathe out, it feel like I have to puke. So it was just, see, the only time it wouldn't feel like I had to puke is if I was holding my breath. So I would hold my breath, and then I'd be, it was brutal, dude. And fucking, at one point, the dog got sick of my shit. He was just fucking...
He got a butter knife and tried to put it in your eye.
No, dude. He started, like, snapping at me. He was like,
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up, pussy.
Man, you just saved him last week, too, didn't you?
Yeah, dude. Saved that fucking dog, and he did not want to listen to me fucking being sick. Because I'm a baby when I'm sick. I know I am. Mm. I remember I called my son's mother too because I was like, oh, we gotta tell James I can't bring him to Six Flags. I'm so sick. And she was on speakerphone, yeah. And Natalie was in the room. And she was like, oh, tell him. She was like, but I know you when you're sick. You're like totally overdramatic. And I look at Natalie. She was like, and I'm like, oh, shit.
You go full Godfather.
Fucking bitch.
Dude, being really fucked up when you're sick is one of the most manly things in the world.
Mm. I agree. Because
you're so far from how capable you normally are. If you're a dude and you're like not that bothered when you're sick, it's because you're a pussy every day. You always live
sick.
That's
a good fucking point, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're like, oh my God, I can be all fucked up. And it's like, wow, dude, you must be really great every other day.
I usually live my life like a fucking real man. Usually.
Yeah.
And I was taken out of commission.
And when I can't, I might as well be dead. That's why I'm so fucked
up. It was a nightmare. But I really am a little bit overdramatic. Like, I just, I have to verbalize. For some reason, I have to yell a lot when I'm sick. Like that. Only nauseous. I don't like if I have...
I'd only just learned in the past couple of years that you don't have to scream while you're puking. Every time I've ever puked, it's been through a scream. I go, I didn't know that you don't have to do that.
What changed it for you?
Mary Jo's just like, are you making that sound on purpose?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I was like, what are you talking? Yeah, she had to like teach me how to puke.
Dude, I think my chick was bulimic too, because I was like, I was putting my finger in my throat and I wasn't puking. She was like, no, you have to like go back there and you have to like move your finger around.
Oh, you have to tickle the clit.
Yeah. She's like, pretend you're trying to make me come. I was like, oh.
He sticks his fingers up his own ass. I'm not puking.
I hate it. I fucking hate being nauseous worse than...
Yeah, no thanks.
What's the worst feeling to be nauseous? What do you say?
I had strep throat once that fucked me up real bad. But as far... Like, injuries never affected me that badly, but being nauseous and then getting strep throat were the two biggest ones.
Strep sucks. I got strep when I was like 21, maybe 20 years old, and I wouldn't go to the doctor then, so I was trying to like power through it. I didn't know what it was.
That's rough, man.
It was just... all these like white sores and lesions on the back of my throat. And I was like, oh, I'll be okay. It was fucking brutal. I gave it like 3 chicks.
These are actually lesions of skanks.
Yeah, that was fucking brutal.
There's no worse.
And tooth pain. Tooth pain is brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
stuffed nose, stuffy nose, dude.
Stuffed nose when you're trying to sleep.
I'd rather have a broken ankle
and then
than
you
stuffy
have
nose.
Dreams about not being able to breathe.
Every single time that happens, I go, when I can breathe again, I'm gonna think about it every single day. I'm never gonna take breathing for granted again, dude.
Stuffy nose, that bothers you guys that much.
Trying to sleep, I cannot sleep.
Trying to eat pussy on a stuffy nose, Jesus. You're drowning in pussy.
You're waterboarding yourself with boogers and pussy.
Dad, what the fuck are you doing down there?
Squirt is just snot.
Squirt is just snot.
Just plug your
No, dude, there's some kind of satisfying about blowing.
Dude, when
your
you
nose
give up though. On like blowing your nose and you're just rubbing the front of it like a
trying to lick your own nose.
Dude, I fucking there's something satisfying about blowing your nose.
Mm.
Some really like, or you know, it's really satisfying if you get like a like not necessarily it's a stuffy nose, but let's say you were sick a few days ago, but now the boogers are like starting to get solid. Mm.
Yeah, you got some creaky floorboards up there.
But then you got,
or no, when you like close one nostril and you really honk one.
You're getting up, you get one that's kind of stuck deep up there where it's like a brain tickler.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I feel it's hard. You can feel like you can feel it with your brain. You're like, I feel a hard booger with my eye and brain. That's and you can't get it. You can't fire it out. But then eventually you can maybe get it with your fingers like that. And you pull it out, and there's hair and blood on the end of it. It looks like a close-up on Ren and Stimpy when they would show his booger collection.
It's like jerking off your face. My God.
It is fucking... Is there ever anything... even slightly as satisfying that you play, and it's like, dude, it looks like a planet. It looks like the first image of COVID that came out.
Dude, that's the only other physical sensation that has ever reminded me of cum.
Lewis, you're describing that like this is how like black people feel at church. The Holy Spirit's hitting me as he's talking about these boogers.
Oh my God, dude! Wow, wow. It's multiple shades. It's a wild thing. Oh, all right. Let's talk about, do we have internet yet, Shannon?
No.
How is it possible? How is that possible? The whole building, you're telling me the people upstairs from us have internet out too?
I think so. I don't know. Bobby's on the phone with them right now. He's in Studio B.
I hope he's tearing them a new asshole.
I It looks like he's on hold, maybe.
I was going to say, he looks like he's
let them put him on hold?
He doesn't even look like he's talking to anybody.
Have him tell him it's Brian Laundrie. They'll get right on.
Do people know to send in their Brian Laundrie photos to realassofficial@gmail.com?
Not yet.
Fuck me, dude. Well, whenever this comes out, please. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is your online store for all things auto parts. If you guys need anything, a fucking muffler, a fucking an engine, a fucking fan, a conveyor belt, a fucking...
Brake pads,
a fucking headlight. Maybe you need a bumper. Maybe you need a door.
Air freshener.
Who knows? A mirror.
I'm out of things.
A light. An ashtray. A cigarette lighter. Maybe you need a steering wheel. I know I'm out of things. Guys, anything you need for your car, guess what? RockAuto.com is a place to go. Whether you're an auto guy yourself, you guys fix your own car, your friend's cars, or maybe you bring this to a friend to fix, or maybe you're going to an auto body shop and you want to make sure that cocksucker behind the counter doesn't rip you off, RockAuto.com is a place you need to go. There's no promo code or anything because they already have the best prices on the internet, but if you go to RockAuto.com and make a purchase, let them know you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Okay, where were we? So what's up with this 39-year-old Colorado dad? There was a Willy Wonka type contest to win a chocolate factory. I feel like we heard about this contest a while ago and we said we wanted to get involved and we never did anything about it.
This is actually a different one. It's a different company that's
multiple companies are doing chocolate factory contests.
This is the founder of the Jelly Belly Candy Company.
Jelly Belly?
Yeah. So they
this is actually in the Constitution. This is the only way to get a chocolate factory. You have to win it from a weird old guy.
Can I just say something? I don't want this to come off as mean, but so our friend Nate was at Hershey this weekend doing stand up, and he brings his friend Nick Novicki out on the road with him.
Oh yeah,
you guys know Nick Novicki. He's a little person.
Yeah.
They had Nick take a picture with a giant chocolate bar, and it's the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen. But he just posted it hey, had a great time in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
That's hilarious.
And A, it's funny because you want to go, what is that, a full-size candy bar? And B, it's how many children did you leave to their death?
So, all right, what else happened, Shannon?
Okay, so they released, instead of golden tickets, they were necklaces. They released them in all 50 states, and they were all attached to a $5,000 prize to whoever found them after solving treasure clues. And then after that,
why didn't we do this? This would have been so much fun.
Where are the necklaces? In jelly beans?
No, I think they just hid them places, and then according to the clues, you could find out where they were.
Whew. What were some of the clues? Do we know?
So I have the clues for the candy factory.
Yo, Kratom presents Luis J. Gomez clue companion.
Dude, I really want to fucking do. I wanted to do golden.
Dude, we're going treasure hunting, doggy. Are you not ready? Oh, you didn't tell me we were going.
How cool would that be if we actually did a fucking treasure hunt somewhere?
Yeah, it'd be retarded.
Be awesome.
It'd be killer. Yeah.
Go ahead, Shannon.
By the way, if you're gonna kill your wife, great way to get her out into the secluded area.
Ooh, yeah.
Treasure hunt.
Shit, yeah.
I was going to say we hide Gabby Petito's body at the end of the clues. That's if I was going to murder my wife, I would make the final clue be her body.
So good news, bad news. There is a chocolate factory.
you got to bring her body to the chocolate factory. You got to weaken at Gabby's her.
Yeah, if we're talking about my ex, her body is a real chocolate factory. Oh yeah. I'm really fucking struggling today, guys.
I couldn't tell
if you meant you
love black guys or pooped a lot. But either way, that's funny.
All right, so what was the clue?
Okay, so it said, don't have an instant idea for a treasure diehard. We see witches nearby to stand guard. Go solve and search as low as our toe. Why find a nut and walks are no foe? So that was the clue. And then Andrew Moss, a 39-year-old father of two from Colorado, cracked the code. He explains in detail in a Facebook post, the treasure diehard referred to Indiana Jones, telling him the winning necklace was in that state. Looking at a map, he struck upon the city of Kokomo because of the Beach Boys song that refers to Take It Slow, a play on the first line of the clue. He looked at Kokomo parks and found one with two gazebos that looked like witches' hats. So Moss flew there and soon enough zeroed in on a covered bridge at the park and found his treasure buried at the foot of it.
Wow,
man. What if he did all that and it was like, I fucked it up.
But where would you know to fucking dig at the foot of that bridge? That could be anywhere. That's crazy. That's psychotic.
And so he, so once.
Why do you have all the answers, Shannon?
Oh,
this is crazy. How do you know everything about this story? It's crazy. I thought for sure she would even have one of the clues.
So what ended up happening was the owner of the candy shop, Klein, I'll find his first name in a second. He offered mass ownership of the factory in Florida, but Moss didn't want it because he couldn't move his family across the country. So the two settled on a compromise in which Klein gave the factory to him and then bought it back. Neither one of them is divulging the price, but as Moss told the Tribune, it's money we didn't have. He adds the excitement and adventure was the real reward. The money is the gravy on top. The end.
What a fucking nice good entitled way to live life.
I would have run the factory for a day and just fired everybody.
I would have come in all of the jelly beans and then walked out.
And like then ate them.
I mean, jelly bean is the perfect treat to come in.
Mm.
It's already droplet shaped.
Yep.
And so on.
Yep. Yeah, man. You said it.
How much? That happens probably a lot.
What, I hope not. Come in jelly beans?
Common candies in general.
Jeffrey Dahmer worked at a chocolate factory.
Did he?
Yeah, so odds are a lot of chocolate's getting fucked with.
You think that was probably... I don't think so. I think Dahmer, like, that couldn't get him going. Just, like, fucking with people's chocolates. Like, he had to, like, murder people and eat them.
No, he fucked with a few chocolates in his apartment.
It is funny.
I don't know if you've seen...
That was how he started.
Evidence for us.
Yeah. That was how he started. He was like, what if I messed with chocolate? And then, like, 2 weeks later, he was like, I should just kill dudes.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
I just feel like messing with people's chocolates was so, you know, basic for him. You know, he was
What if we put a thumbprint in one of the chocolates before they wrapped it up?
And then 2 weeks later, he's like, if I ate a guy, I'd be doing myself a favor.
It's a prank, bro. It's a prank.
Dude, I'm going to wrap Milky Ways in Snickers bars wrapping.
No way.
A month later, it's like, dude, I want to wear that guy's skin as a mask.
You think he started by sucking a Milky Way? This isn't bad.
Dude, I'm going to put peanuts in the non-peanut bar, and then I might fuck a Chinese teenager and eat him.
Yeah.
Bet you can't fuck just one.
I'm such a fucking prankster.
Well, Halloween is coming up, and that was always a big fear when we were kids, were people putting like razor blades or
weed.
Poisoning the chocolate.
Yeah.
And I never thought that, like, who the fuck would do that?
Every time I think it's happened almost, it's been a family member who was trying to kill their own kids.
Yeah.
It's never been like a stranger who did it. It's right. Always been somebody that's like.
Also, what a horrible way to kill your own child. Make him swallow a razor blade.
How would you do it?
How would I do it? I mean,
butter knife.
Look, yeah. I gotta be honest with you. The whole fucking hockey sliding into a telephone pole is probably the best way to go for anything.
You put a butter knife in a kid full-size candy bar.
Lewis is a one-hit wonder with murder, by the way. Yeah. It's like, I don't want to bring us back to the pole solution.
Well, all right, or you know what you could do? You could drive like head-on into like a flatbed truck, and then right before you hit it, duck. And have everyone else in the car be decapitated.
Were you watching cartoons this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or what you could do is
you could get your kids really hungry and then dress up like a T-bone steak and stand near a cliff. And when they put on a bib and a knife and fork and chase you, you step out of the way and they.
That is true.
And then when they look down, they'll fall.
It's got to be funny for a homicide detective on Halloween, like finding these like fat dead children and dressed up like Dracula.
Well, there was a one chick who got raped years ago by the guy who was dressed up as a fireman for Halloween. Like he was just like, it was like dancing in the village in his fireman costume, and he got horny because he saw too many whores around. Uh-huh. So he went into some building and pulled a fire alarm. And when the girl came out, he was like, "Yeah," and he pulled her. He pulled her in her apartment and raped her. That's a real story. That happened.
Oh man.
Yeah. Whoa. So you know.
What's your costume?
Costume
Puerto
ideas.
Rican fireman.
That was always a fear though when we were kids. Was eating
raped by a fireman.
But my mother never checked the candy ever, not once.
You don't have to because it's like a fat mother worry. Like it's a every now and again you might get one, but like you said, it's intentional. Some dickhead is looking for news.
But what are you checking the candy for? What do you even do?
Pubes.
Just tampering, like if the packaging is open.
Cum, mostly.
But if my candy's, if I'm going to cum on the candy or in the candy, I'm not just going to sloppily put it back in the packaging. I'm going to assume that nobody's eating open candy. And that's going to sort of make me, it's going to probably get my dick soft in the middle of the jerk session. I'm not even going to get to come onto the candy.
That's what they don't tell you when they give you a chocolate factory.
Yeah. If you want to come on this kid's candy, or if you want to do anything to this kid's candy, you have to seal it back up afterwards.
Perfectly. You have to counterfeit a production quality wrapper because that would be too obvious. You really thought of everything, man.
I did. Have you ever checked your kid's candy?
I don't think so. I don't care.
Yeah. That sounds like code for like sucking a kid off.
Yeah. I check it for like Butterfingers. I grab all the Butterfingers. I'm like, you guys don't even like these. I don't know that they've ever eaten a Butterfinger, but I'm like, you guys hate these.
These are disgusting. Dude, Butterfingers are the fucking best.
Top tier.
Number one.
Can I tell you why? Because there's no other food in the world that has that texture.
It's the most offensive texture of anything.
It's like, what? It's like,
it feels invasive in your teeth. I like that.
It's not made for consumption.
You have to contend with a Butterfinger. Yeah, it's like, you don't just eat it.
It's like biting into particle board.
Yeah.
It's making my teeth hurt right now thinking about it.
Yeah, dude. I can feel my molars being pulled away from my gums as I'm talking about it.
How do they figure out how to defy gravity within the texture of a candy bar? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels like my teeth are being pulled from their skull with every bite, and I love it.
Yeah.
And it's a joy. It sort of hurts to eat.
It's like your teeth are going to the gym.
They're all wearing little tiny tank tops.
Dude, Butterfinger is something else. Oh, shit. Paco, will you do me a favor? Will you go put money in my meter for like just like a half an hour? Sure. I don't have my card on me, though. You got to use your own card.
Fair to say that you're
or get a card from Ralph or get a card from one of these people.
I didn't hear what you just said.
Come on, Paco. God damn.
What did you say? Go ahead, repeat your joke.
I said, would it be fair to say that Jim would be Planet Orthodontist?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out even how it fits in.
Planet Fitness.
Planet I know, Planet Fitness. Planet Orthodontist. Yeah, fitness and Orthodontist have some of the same letters.
Yeah.
Planet.
That's what it is?
I think if you imagine the branding, I could
look,
see.
Look, I guess there's a reason why I didn't win the chocolate factory, all right?
Is there another gym that we could work with? We could workshop this? Equinox. They have, you know, that has to do with the stars or something.
Teethquinox?
Teethquinox.
Teethquinox is
Brian
better.
Brian Laundrie ends up in this fucking room.
Teethquinox is better.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you that.
It's terrible, but it's
not
still
good,
better.
But it's better.
You got to get somebody's card from somebody.
Nobody has a card.
Somebody has a card. You cheap fucking pieces of fucking shit. I forgot my card at home. Not one of you can give me a card.
Isn't that what they say in wrestling? Never tell the promoter you've got a credit card.
Shannon. Give him a goddamn card.
I'm overdrawn.
Who are you?
Your makeup, maybe. Oh!
You'd have to give me an extra $34 to cover my overdraft fee.
That's too much.
Oh, my God.
It was like 10,
God,
I'd do it.
Dude.
Natalie,
you're
give him a card.
Your employee.
You left your wallet at home. Oh,
I
lesbians.
I swear to God.
Lesbians
you can
never
check my
leave
bag. I'm not making that up. I got to work today and realized that.
She carries a duffel
thank
bag,
God
not
I
a
have.
Purse.
No, I carry my purple Dora the Explorer backpack.
Two fingers with the bag over the shoulder.
I have a new AM like fifth.
Smells him the whole time.
Oh, he's not even sure. He said he just gave him an ish on where the car even is.
Yeah. Oh, you need my keys. Yeah, they're over there. They're over there. Damn. Thank you, Paco. Thank you, Paco.
Wow, man. Your employees are too impoverished to put money in
that
your meter
sad.
For you.
That is sad. Shannon, we got to fix that. We got to make sure you have more money
while
you're
screaming
cool.
at them.
That'd be nice. Internet's back up.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Guys, listen, if you're watching live, you missed so much fun stuff.
Best episode ever.
I feel
man.
So bad for you. We're
you
not
guys
even
should
posting
have been
it.
There.
We're not even posting it anymore.
You just missed the best teeth pump that you could have ever heard.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, Butterfingers are dope, but that's the one you would steal from your kids if you could only steal one candy from your kids.
Butterfinger all day.
Butterfinger all day, every day.
I was stealing from his kids.
Yeah.
I also realized, like, what is it, you could just buy candy. Candy's not that expensive. True. Why do we do this? Like, why do we, like, on Halloween, like, it's such a weird, bizarre thing.
You guys do the fat person. I mean, I do it, obviously, because it's in my blood, but diabetes. you guys go for the 2 or 3 days after Halloween. You go to CVS.
Oh, yeah.
The discount candy.
Off-season candy sale.
Right after. That's when you go for it.
No, Zach. No one else does that.
The surplus candy.
Natalie just said she does it.
That's Natalie.
I do that straight up.
That's because that's how she gets her girlfriend to eat her pussy. She
puts candy. I'm giving her candy. I know.
It's just 2-day-old
pussy.
She
crumples butterfingers over her pussy.
Ah, come. No, she uses like.
Nobody better lay a finger on my butterfinger.
Yeah. What is, what's your least favorite candy?
Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Mounds.
Absolute dog shit.
Oh, come on, guys.
Mounds.
I mean, I feel like we are just not on the same page at all.
Terrible. Coconut stinks.
Yeah.
It's not even a real coconut. It's like coconut sugar shit. I don't know what that is. And it's, you're right, it's not the best, but it's definitely not the worst. I mean, I would take that over like a mint chocolate mint.
I like mint.
An Andy's mint.
Take it over to Andy's mint any day.
Nobody puts Andy's mint in your Halloween.
Yeah, that's for after a fancy dinner. A fancy chain restaurant dinner.
No, they have Andy. You'll get some Andy's mints in your.
Okay, I know what you mean. No. Like
you get some fucking Christmassy asshole that just can never get over.
Like a Yorkshire peppermint patty.
Yeah.
Those suck.
Or those little what are those? Not thin mints, but junior mints.
Suck.
Yeah, not for me.
If you give out a fucking junior mint on Halloween, you deserve death. That's crazy. That is fucking crazy, dude. You're giving like it's like candy, but it's gum at the same time. Not good.
Is it really? Is it gummy?
It's, it's chewy.
It's like chewy,
yeah. No, I'm good.
It's like a Mentos covered in chocolate.
I'll go Milk Duds suck.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Are those the chocolate-covered peanuts?
No,
those are goobers.
You're a goober.
Yeah.
And no,
I'm a goofy goober.
I enjoy a goober. I enjoy a goober. I enjoy a raisinette.
Yeah, no, those are good. I'm saying Milk Duds suck dick.
You know what would be good right now? Is what being fat kids right now? Dude, get a bag of goobers, bag of raisinettes. Shake it around, boom! Chocolate covered raisinettes, chocolate raisins, and chocolate covered nuts. Get the fuck out of here, doggy! What are you snacking on?
Pure protein.
What you snacking on? We don't got to do the intro.
It's fine. I'll do it. We're doing it.
Hell yeah!
Wow.
What you snacking on? Greatest intro ever. All right, let's go to this video of this gorilla at the zoo. It's a gorilla video.
Hold on.
There we go.
Okay.
So it's a children's class trip to the zoo. It's made TMZ, so you know it's the big news. Oh, they love each other.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, no. Butterfingers in there.
Say my name. Coco. Say it.
Oh, I thought they don't like to eat pussy.
Natalie, one raindrop drink.
The one that's eating pussy is the one that used to be friends with Robin Williams, so good for him.
Wow, dude.
Look at her toes curling. Wait, that's a dick,
is that a
right?
Dick? Is that a dick? Or is that a huge clit? Natalie, our clit / dick expert, is that a dick or a clit?
I couldn't see enough to say.
Well, do you think do gorillas have huge dicks or tiny dicks?
I feel like gorillas have little dicks.
No, is that a male?
What?
I was just automatically assumed it was a lady getting her pussy.
I thought it was
I think gorillas have little dicks.
Oh, God damn it.
Do we know, Shannon?
I think it is male. I just don't know if the one performing it is male or not.
Oh, it was a gay gorilla?
I'm not sure.
Gorillas?
You know, I've been asking people a lot lately, you ever eat pussy with your knees on the bed? Like, you ever?
So your butt's up in the air?
Yeah.
Like, you're expecting somebody to come and...
Like, you're making too... Like, you didn't take enough time to reset in transition, and you end up on your knees eating pussy.
Dude. I eat pussy like I'm facing Mecca.
I'm trying to think if that's that weird, if
that's pretty weird.
Or if that's what I do.
That's the most... It's physically vulnerable.
You're either that or you do the thing where like you're laying down, but one leg's to your side up like the...
It's the army man.
Like the green army man with the sniper rifle on his belly.
Do I eat pussy on my
knees?
That's
the most physically vulnerable you could be because number one, your asshole is exposed. And number two, you'll ignore the first one or two noises that you hear behind you because you're like so locked in on the pussy.
I'm trying to think. Or do I...
You're going
to
get taken. Watch out.
I'm trying to think of my pussy eating
technique. Do you lock your front door all the time?
No, I leave my fucking doors
you're
open.
You're going to get penetrated if you Let's eat go. Pussy on your knees.
I'm dangerous.
Lewis eats pussy into grappling stance.
Let me think. No, I
I'm ready for you, Jason Ellis.
He's going for lip control.
No, yeah, I would have my dick pressed flat against the bed, like pointed up. Mm-hmm. And I'd be down on my fucking, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you'd be under the tripwire.
But then I spend a decent amount of time doing that. But then there's a lot of time her on top riding my face or 69ing.
Yeah, that's great too.
I do like the mushing your bird into the sheets, but you can't have satin sheets because the sheets will make you come.
It's my favorite part is coming on my sheets.
Ooh. Oh, God, your sheets feel so good, babe.
Yeah.
You slide over like 6 inches to a new cool spot on the sheets for your bird.
Yeah, dude, I will almost never eat her pussy without 69ing at this point. It'll be like, it's a little bit of like 69 prep to get going.
Yeah, stretch.
Yeah. I'll go down there for a minute, but it's like, babe. How am I supposed to eat your pussy if my dick isn't also being sucked?
Next time you find yourself eating pussy underneath, you're gonna feel like a gargoyle now. It's insane. Yeah. Just a hulking loser.
Why am I eating pussy at the top of this library?
You got a bunch of grappling hook scars around your neck.
What would you even say to your kids in that moment?
I'm Batman standing on my head while he pussy.
Because those little kids knew what the fuck was up. Like, they were like, oh my God. Like, I almost feel like my son would be like, wouldn't think of it as
what
like,
is this?
He was like, why is everyone laughing?
Why is that guy jerking off?
I would assume that kids that, because those were some. Like 4 and 5.
Dude, when we watched Ace Ventura with my kids, my 10-year-old when they shown the tuck balls at the end in the back of her underwear, my son was like, "What happened?" And I was like, "Oh, they showed that he's tucking his dick and balls behind his ass." And he was like, "They get that big?"
Did you have to explain the fan blow job too?
No, I think I was like, "Oh, what's going on?" I like faked a coughing
punch
fit.
Your son in the face.
He's getting his bird sucked by the lady in the apartment.
Yeah, yeah I haven't watched Ace Ventura specifically because it's so dirty that...
No, it's perfect.
By the way, Police Academy, extended blowjob scene that you do not remember.
Dude, I didn't remember the blowjob scene in Ghostbusters. It never like clicked in my head that he was getting his dick sucked by a ghost.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't think
I remember that.
Yeah, dude. There's a part where his
Slimer comes up.
He's
come all over his face.
I think, am I crazy? There's a part in Ghostbusters where I think...
That's how he got the name Slimer.
I think Ray's pants get undone and he's like...
It was always like, it was a fun thing in 80s and early 90s movies.
Yeah, so
getting your dick sucked and then your fucking glasses are all... Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Whoever got their dick sucked with their glasses do that.
Oh, wow. I don't remember this.
Dude, does she suck?
I don't even remember.
Or she starts to. Or it's like his fantasy. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
Dude, watch how far this goes.
It's Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look. You remember how good it feels to get a blowjob as your eyes go crossed?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I was saying that the other day, but my son's mother, she treats me like...
Like she blows a gorilla.
Ghostbuster.
No, she treats me like I'm like every like idiot dad in like an 80s sitcom. Mm. Like that's what she's like.
Oh,
no matter
I heard
how
that.
Much
that
I,
was, yeah.
No matter
Don't
how
forget,
much
he's
I,
got a doctor's appointment. I know how you always freaking
I'm just going like oh that's, yeah, you oh, did hear that.
Dude, Lewis on speakerphone with his son's mother is just being condescended to.
That's so crazy.
It's why, I'm like, bitch, I own 5 businesses.
Yeah.
You work for one of them. It's crazy.
Dude, and she loves it, too. She there was so much joy in her voice. She's like, and don't fuck this up, but... And it's like, oh, dude. Like,
we all know what you're going to do.
Yeah, we know you're a fucking loser who can't do anything right.
Fucking jerk off Lewis over here. I'm like, what do you do?
Yeah, and don't forget, he gets out of school at 3 o'clock. You're like, yo, what are you talking about? I think she knew someone was in the car, and because there's no way that that
that's every day of my
that
life.
Can't be the second time you've received any of that information. It's that's crazy.
Every day of my life, dude. It's wild.
Can you imagine that's letting nuts. A waitress talk to you? Kinda, fucking table 12 needs more blue cheese. You fucking condescending bitch.
And every day I gotta just take it like I'm an asshole.
Yeah,
I've done pretty goddamn good. All that's things considered, yeah. I've come from fucking nothing. And I've gotten here. And she came from an okay background, and she's gotten there. And she talks to me like that. It's fucking wild.
Yeah. She's living like a movie mom for sure.
It's crazy. Yeah. I can't even fucking explain it to you how much.
Does she have it like super together, or is she like kind of fronting?
I mean, she has it no more together than the average person. No.
Oh, she sounds like she really has it.
No, she just, she, whatever, we're always sort of be.
She sounds like she was like filming an allergy medicine commercial the way she was talking. Like,
she
don't forget. And so that's
call your physician.
Yeah.
She
Claritin for Puerto Rican ex baby daddies.
No, she definitely has always sort of been with it and had her shit more together than me, right? Like just
so you're never gonna
she doesn't make more money than me. Yeah. But she's just sort of like she's sort of also stuck in a certain like we're stuck in time where we were back then. Whereas like I've grown tremendously in the past, you know, since we've had a kid, like just who I am as a person is like fucking night and day difference.
Like, but when you talk to her, you feel like it's.
And she just sort of treats me like the same fucking guy. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, I've grown so much. It's wild.
This is probably the same way when you talk to your sister, you guys feel like little kids again when you start to fight. Hmm. It's the same like when you visit your parents and you're like, oh my God, I'm 12 years old again.
I think it's more like when you go visit your old elementary school and the lockers are fucking tiny now. So she sees me as being this tiny, or this fucking tiny locker head.
Little dick fucking loser.
You can't satisfy me in bed.
Your dick is the same size.
I didn't say
size.
That, Tim. What are we talking about?
Your old physics teacher's calling you a bad dad?
Yeah, it's pretty this all comes down to you being mad that your dick, you feel like your dick was small for her.
Thank you, Paco.
Damn, cool dogs.
And thank you, Rainey.
No problem, man.
I'll give you a
That's funny.
The fucking man. We don't have that much more time. But we just need to fucking, you know. Shannon, what is this story right here? A woman and a toddler fall to their death at a stadium. Dark.
So it
Let's
was
see
a,
the video.
Oh, there's not.
What?
There's not a video for it. But
Shannon, why would you bring
get,
us? Why would you
giving a description of it and crying at least?
Somebody shot a hot dog gun at them and she went to reach for the hot dog. Didn't get it.
Well, somebody was in front of her going for the hot dog and he bent over to tie his shoes.
Shannon, why would you bring us such a great story but not video accompanying it? I've told you this.
All right, so if there's not a video, can you tell us about this lady and kid dying over the video of the gorilla getting a blowjob?
She was there with her husband and they were in like the third deck. And she and the toddler somehow fell over this fucking deck. It was at San Diego. And the dad was like getting concessions or something. And
the dad was listening to an episode of The Real Ass Podcast, How to Kill Your Wife and Baby.
From a week from the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dad said he had Skankfest coming up, so he needed to get this out of the way.
That is also a good way to murder your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by going to get a soda and not being there to like make sure they don't fall off of a balcony. Yeah.
And just so you know, he needs his hot dog cut up. You fucking bitch. Make sure your fucking hot dog cut up.
So what happened now, Shannon?
So they're actually calling this a suspicious death, which is kind of weird. But so what they're saying happened from people that saw it, that watched it, is that the kid kind of was going over the ledge thing, balcony, banister. And she went to save it, and then they both toppled over, and they both died. But they're labeling it as suspicious, which is the weird part. Oh, here, how is this video?
Suspicious that a woman couldn't hold on to something? I don't think so.
Here's a video, Lewis.
You found a video? Oh, thank you. Jenna, that is not... I think that's a movie Cliffhanger. Oh.
One section was like, let him go. And the other section is like, hang on.
I can't hear you.
But she had the kid secured, but then they started doing the wave. Yeah. And they knocked her over.
The let him go.
She put her hands up. Oh, fuck.
God damn it. Oh, there's another one. There's another story. Mom accused of throwing her kids off a Louisiana bridge. There's like the two opposite moms, two opposite spectrum of mom.
They just can't win.
Yeah. What is up with that story? And also really try to find the video of the mom and the baby going over. This is at a stadium. I'm sure there's video
footage
out there.
Probably on a kiss cam or something.
Yeah, it's definitely.
A dead kid's cam.
It's out there.
Come on, feel the noise.
Moms, drop your boys.
So this one, a mom threw off of a Louisiana bridge. She has three kids, but she threw two of them off, a newborn and a five-year-old.
Which one does she keep?
They're being very careful about the information they release. They haven't released the names, the ages, but authorities are saying one was newborn and one was 5 years old.
Did either survive?
The 5 year old survived.
How far did the newborn go?
So the newborn drowned.
It's
Wow.
And then another one I think wasn't.
They say that they naturally swim, newborns.
Newborns?
Yeah.
I think those cats.
I think if you introduce a newborn to the water, they naturally
they land on their feet. No, it's a cat.
Oh no! What you're thinking of is when you throw a newborn, they land butterside down.
When you drop a newborn, they naturally sit in the seat below the stadium.
Yeah.
God damn it!
I wonder if she tried to how far can I get this thing? You know what I mean?
I could fucking.
The 5 year old was like, just get him over the edge.
I could huck a newborn baby,
dude.
No, I bet 5 year old.
You probably start. You're like, I'm just gonna underhand, and you're like, can I go overhand?
I would do shot put technique. I'd come right in the fucking
get that
spin. Yeah,
you know they make like weird Nerf. Like they should make like a newborn size Nerf just to see like same weight, like how far.
Well, they have babies.
Heavy head. Yeah, with tail on the
corner. I'm gonna put like a vortex howler in my kids and see how far I can whistle.
They have newborn baby like very like real life like dolls. We should get one and see.
Who can throw the furthest?
Who could throw it the furthest? I think it doesn't matter. You're not trying for the baby to survive, right? Because no. Like in my mind, like I'm sort of like coddling the baby, no. You grab it by its fucking arm or leg. Its leg, I would say, because the arm would maybe flop off.
Yeah, it definitely fly off.
You give it a. Like what was it?
The in the Olympics, the thing we watched with fat chicks.
That
throw.
Is like that, but I was actually
it's like
thinking,
the Celtic Games.
No, I was thinking of. Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee, when he was trying to get the bats to come, when he was calling them. I was going to do that with a baby. I'd make that sound. Boom, 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 boom.
Dude, there's a...
And then flink. Fuck.
There's this movie that was about, I don't know, it was like Pilgrims or something, or like Puritans or something like that. And it's called like something, something Fanny Lie or whatever. And it starts with a lady, she's like... Oh, I might be thinking the wrong movie. Anyway, it's like old-timey war dude shows up at her house. Like, they're being conquered by, the British or something. I'm so off. Anyway, they kill her baby, and there's a scene where the guy smashes, a fake baby into the wall. It's the most fucked up thing I've ever... It rules.
Like he's christening a ship?
Yeah, he's naming their house, and he just smashed the baby into it.
And the baby just dead.
Was that Fanny Lie, or is that a different one? Anyway, the movie stunk, but that was pretty hard to watch.
Yeah, that's fucking brutal.
But it was like, yeah, I guess that's what I would do if I had to.
If you had to kill a baby?
Yeah.
What?
That's what Gallagher got arrested for.
We were talking about throwing a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like with the five-year-old...
Well, you talking about whipping it around, it reminded me of this...
The point of this... You're a sick
British
fuck,
Army captain.
You're a sick fuck.
Smashing a baby.
No, dude. We're trying to throw... The baby's probably going to die, but that's not the point of what we're doing. Intent is everything. Okay? Yeah. We're trying to have a contest to see how far we can throw a baby.
Well, with the five-year-old, I think you want to go fall away slam... Where you have them under the head and under the leg.
Like a hammer throw.
Yeah. Over your head backwards.
That's actually a good point.
Or keg tossing.
Because then you can get their center of mass right there. Yeah.
But I feel like if you grab them, if you put two fingers in their mouth, two fingers up their ass, right? Like face up, okay?
Yeah.
You could probably heave them. I feel like a side heave would be another good way to throw them.
Let's devise an exercise program based on throwing children.
A five-year-old, you can
you
also trick them into jumping.
You just have two babies like the Iron Sheik with the clubs? I tell you, Bubba.
So this mom is accused of throwing her own kids off a bridge. That's fucked up. That's not okay.
Did she say why?
No. No, there. It's still unfolding.
Is she hot? Do we have a picture of her?
Nope. They haven't released her name or anything yet.
Damn.
And I have a video for it.
Are you? Do you have a video for that one, or do you have a video for the falling to the death at the stadium?
This is the falling to the death at the stadium.
Oh, you found another video. Oh, good, Shannon. Good job, Shannon. You found the video. This is the toddler and the mom. Shannon, that's not a toddler. That's a full-grown boy.
Oh, whoops.
Is that the good son?
That was the good son, I think.
That wasn't
a stadium.
That was
the good son.
Yeah.
It came up on my search.
All right. Sorry, Shannon. That's not your fault.
No, smack yourself in the face again. No, it is my fault. No, I only slap myself in the face when the internet doesn't work.
Okay.
But it was my fault.
From now on, if anything goes wrong, I want you to start fingering yourself furiously.
Yeah, but you won't know if I'm doing it or not.
Oh, I'll know.
You just pretend.
I'll know. All right. Let's see. Anything else here? Oh, today's Google's 23rd birthday. Happy birthday, Google. What could you Google at first? Like, there was not that much shit on the internet back then, right?
Like guitar tabs, I think. That was pretty cool.
What was it? It was just like...
Yeah, like corn lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, like pictures of the road dog. Like that was pretty much it.
98?
How mad were you if you were a scientist spending like 40 years in an underground lab like... We're done, dude. We're ready to test out the internet. And people were like wrestling pictures, dude.
Yeah.
Goatee. All my life. Who am I? Well, back in the day, the internet was like, it seemed so vast, but there was nothing. It was like, really, there was nothing. It was like, it wasn't really organized in any way that like made sense. It was just like, you had to know the websites to go to, right? Yeah. And then it became like social media sort of like took over everything. But there was nothing. The internet came out. We thought it was so cool. And it was like, honestly, it was just chatting.
Do you remember?
We were just trying to get your dick sucked when we were 14. Yeah, remember? That's really what it was.
Yeah, it was just talking to older gentlemen pretending to be women. Our age.
WrestleBabes.com came out. That was really fucking cool, man. Finally got to see all the wrestling girls' boobs.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that was Sunny's site, right?
They were all
Sunny, Francine, all the hits.
Man, that was so cool.
Yeah, dude, I used to fucking be such a hornball. Like in school, I would go to like the computer lab and look up shit. Like I didn't give a fuck. Like I didn't realize like search history was even a thing. I was just like, let's go.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they knew search history was a thing. Like the internet was so new.
By the time I was in high school, they were monitoring every because the teacher that monitored the internet was a born again Christian. So he would like ban you from using the computer at school for a week because you like Googled the name of a band.
Yeah.
Could you convince him you were born again and you learned your ways?
No,
not doing it again.
He put up with none of it. I think I got banned from school. I got banned from the computer for a week for Googling Freddy Krueger.
Well, no, you Googled how do I murder children?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't exactly that. Yeah, I would just spend my time on Rotten.com, and that was really it. We'd look at like dead bodies and titties.
I would just always tell people to when people ask for a search engine. You always said lemonparty.org. And it was perfect every time.
What was lemonparty.org? I don't remember. I remember this, but I don't.
It's crazy how many people we're running into who don't know Lemon Party.
It's the old dudes that were sucking each other off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One of them has a watch on. It's my favorite part.
I never noticed that.
Shannon, bring up lemonparty.org.
Yeah. Yeah, and Shannon, can you please try to find an actual video of the mom and the toddler falling off the stadium because this is getting annoying.
So it only showed that picture for a split second when I first went onto the website.
Oh, yeah. Is it something else now?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I can make it happen again.
You could probably just Google Lemon Party and it'll be the picture.
Yeah.
I think the men disappeared from the picture as they died. Like in Back to the Future.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone. Thank you for watching today's show. We're going to wrap up here in just a second.
Okay. Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Is that a Japanese guy? Is it mine?
Yeah, it is.
It might be, yeah. I hope they were buried that way.
I think it's two Japanese guys and one white guy. He paid for this.
Wow, man.
He's got a nice piece.
He's going after it.
Yeah.
Gar.
Right, he's not on his knees. He's laying flat.
They had a Werther's original in there that they were fighting over.
Shannon, did you find that video yet or no? Because we got to get out of here.
Yeah. Here it is.
All right, here it is. Let's see. That's the mom?
Yep.
That was a real mom. All right. Finally, we found it.
Sorry it took so long.
Thank you.
It was worth it. Thanks.
Just do your job. Fuck. All right, we got to wrap. All right.
I thought you were going to be the babysitter dying in the first child's play.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. Until then, have yourselves a great week. Good night.
That's all, folks.